When everyone's on the same page, getting things done at work is easy. Make a bigger impact at work with Grammarly. Grammarly is your secure AI writing partner that allows your team to make their point and move faster. You can even save time by going from spending hours editing drafts to just seconds. Join the 96% of Grammarly users that say it helps them craft more impactful writing. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Easier said. Done.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yacht rocking it. Friday afternoon. Let's blow the conch again. Just for the hell of it. Kind of fit in there. I'm going through. And just because. So, I call you up. I have in my hot little hands here. Don't get me wrong. The key to unlocking the enigma wrapped in the riddle that is Seth Kushner's brain.
Woo.
Now, I won't tell you who gave me this journal, but I will ask you.
I mean, it was Phoebe, and I actually can't believe she did that.
Well, like I said, I will not tell you who it was.
Right, right.
It wasn't necessarily her. Now, take me through the mindset that you were in. Like, what was going on in your life?
What time in my life?
21 years old. This was 12 years ago.
I probably was still living at home.
Okay.
I had just lost my virginity.
Oh, congrats.
I was working at 97X on the Morning X.
All right.
I was trying to move out of my parents' house and save up money.
Right.
I think I was working another job, going to school.
What other job?
Maybe I wasn't working another job. I was going to school.
Gotcha.
And I don't know what else you want me to answer, because clearly you have all the answers right in front of you.
I do. All of the answers. Were you in love with the girl?
Probably, yeah.
Okay. Was she in love with someone else?
I don't know, dude. Okay.
So you thought you would take to a spiral-bound notebook.
Oh, good God.
To puke your thoughts onto these pages, never thinking to yourself, one day, some ass bag of a radio host is going to get this spiral-bound notebook and read this on his radio program.
It's not like Dear Diary, is it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
What's Dear Diary?
You know, like Dear Diary. Today,
I didn't address it to anybody.
No, but I mean, this is like that. This is like a girl would write in her diary. Not that you are a girl, but girl-like.
Sorry, microblogging didn't exist back then.
It did not. Would you be so good as to flip on one of those lights, as the handwriting is very, very small and barely legible? I'd love to be able to read this. Now, for a music bed, I've already skipped ahead a little bit and found that...
oh, my God.
I guess a rival Bo was in a band called Lucky Boys Confusion. Is that true?
I don't know if it was a rival Bo. The girl already had a boyfriend.
And he was in this band?
No, he wasn't. She lived with her boyfriend, but I think she was hooking up with other people.
Okay.
And I was one of them, and I think this other guy was, too.
All right. I'll just jump right in.
Yeah, great.
It was a cover of a Dramarama song, which is great. 3203. That's March 2, 2003. Putting things in perspective, a scant 3 months before my son was born, 12 years ago. Happy birthday, Xander. Since I should have been writing S down all along, remember, these are the words of a young Seth Kushner. This is going to be a little come clean period for me. Or perhaps... it's more of thinking out loud, but on paper. Hmm. In fact, it's both. Let's go back to October. Guy gets call from girl he used to like. Guy knows girl is into band guy. Let's call him Stubby. Guy is a hard-ass worker who is busting his ass. On a Saturday night at work.
Is he guy?
He's guy.
Okay.
Making his air check tape.
Aw.
Guy gets call from girl's friend to come see girl and girl's friend at their work. Guy is so nervous that he gets high as F before he goes and sees them. Guy is on fire that night. girl is like, this guy is funny as hell, and that's what I'm all about. I was so into Ashley. She was slash is so G hyphen D damn hot.
Kisses, bae.
Way out of my league. She's like Hall of Fame looks, and I'm like single A-ball looks. Oh my God, there's a gem line right there. Anyway, Ash and I started talking on the phone, and I'd go see her and B-Dog at work every now and again.
B-Dog?
B-Dog. Not dog, but dog. The first time Ash and I went out was to American Idol October 23rd. She never knew I liked her. I finally spilled the beans December 8th. Who knows what happened, but it seems she felt that way too, question mark? No. I think she was wrapped in the fact that a nice, funny, goal-oriented effort was all about her.
Put yourself over.
Yeah, about her boyfriend. At first, I didn't care. I was like, okay, me and this hottie are feeling each other. It's not my fault their love went dry. Love is in quotation marks. Well, it's been 15 days since I talked to her last. Turning the page here. We had a sort of mutual split. So is it bad that I still think about her?
Oh, my God. Are you still going on with this?
She was crazy and did lie to me.
All right, hold on, Garabo. Have you gotten enough out of this?
No. There's a page break right here that I'll be ending on.
Okay, thank you.
She was crazy and did lie to me. By the way, I love the part where you referred to her, if I may circle back to a part that you missed, where she is Hall of Fame looks and you are like single A-ball looks.
That's, paints a picture.
You're double A at least.
Thank you.
So is it bad that I still think about her? She was crazy and did lie to me, but I lied to her before. I mean, was what we had real? I loved her. Or maybe I loved being with her. Who knows? You never know how you feel about someone till you meet someone else. So I miss her. So what I'm doing, well, with other things, as of now, I'll find a nice, sweet girl one day without a boyfriend, without drama, without being whorish. Life felt good with Ash in it. I swear, in a sense, she was the kind of girl for me. But in another sense, she was the girl that I wanted dead more than anyone.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, my God.
I'll repeat for dramatic emphasis. In a sense, she was the kind of girl for me. But in another sense, she was the kind of girl I wanted dead more than anyone. Hey, I'll find someone new. In a look back, I handled S well. This is all in capitals. I wouldn't change an effing thing. And that'll take us to the first. Oh, can I give you a little preview of what's coming up on tomorrow or Mondays?
Oh, please. On next episode.
Okay. I'll give you just the first two sentences. This is for you to stew over the weekend and think. I hate my mom.
Oh, my God.
My dad is a complete loser and failure.
That's not true.
I swear I'm not making that up. True. I swear I'm not making that up. That's the first two sentences of entry number two. I hate my mom, and my dad is a complete loser and failure, and I'm trapped. And he didn't spell trapped like trapped. He spelled it like the band trapped. T-R-A-P-T. Headstrong, going down by anyone. My God, Seth, this is gold. This is absolute gold.
Tune in Monday on the same Seth time, the same Seth channel.
Oh, my God. I hate my mom. My dad's a total failure. And I'm trapped. Trapped. I'm Seth Kushner, and I'm trapped. I hate my mom. I hate my dad. And he's such a complete failure, 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 failure. This is so great. I can't wait for the entry number two.
Did you have that tucked away somewhere, like in a box or like hidden in your room or?
Yeah, I mean, they were all in storage boxes.
Not anymore.
Damn.
Memoirs of a Young Seth Kush. You okay with this so far?
No.
Good.
It's like a continuing miniseries.
So great. I can't believe I got this in my possession. When I got it, I said, there's no way we can do this on the air. And then I said, there's no way I could not bring this to the airwaves.
You're going to take that home with you, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, he doesn't get it.
Don't just leave it laying around.
No, no. I can't trust my son with it either. Like, this goes under lock and key.
It's like Gray's Sports Almanac in Back to the Future. Yeah. Like, you always keep it on you.
For sure. Like, I got to be able to look in the future and see who wins the 2050 World Series. And that 2050 World Series is found in this spiral-bound notebook. You could just flip around to random pages and go, let's see here. Let's see. I'm a dick, or maybe she wasn't, and I did the right thing. Why did I see it coming? That sick gut feeling I had most of yesterday just knowing she would bail, and now my one constant is gone again.
Oh.
Gold.
Seth, don't be embarrassed by this. This is like a Taylor Swift song waiting to happen right here.
Oh, it totally is. No wonder you and Taylor have so much in common. You're both harboring so much angst.
I'm not harboring any angst. This is from... what, 12 years ago?
I'll just read some tweets. Shaw Tampa Bay, thanks to Seth Kush for being such a great sport. The journal is pure gold. TM Pal, best thing ever. Seth Kush Diaries, hashtag guy. Never thought Seth Kush would be such a badass. OMG, memoirs of a young Seth Kush. From Drew Hackworth, it would be so much better if Seth Kush was referring to himself as boy. What's up, Gary? Welcome to Drew Garabo Live. How are you?
Hey, you could call this segment 50 Shades of Seth.
Yes, I definitely could, and I definitely will. Unfortunately, there's no sex, let alone dirty, kinky sex in it. But thank you. Thank you, sir. I appreciate the courtesy laugh you gave me. Mike, what's up?
Yeah, can I remind Seth of the time that you and Phoebe walked down the hall with interlocked fingers?
Well, I mean...
is that just to throw a little fuel on the fire?
I mean, I would think that this fuel stands on its own without reminiscing about days of yore, but okay, thank you. Appreciate that. 727-579-1025, you all right? You going to be able to rebound in time to do the rest of the show?
Rest of the show.
Drew's the best, most talented host I've ever worked with.
So great.
Hello. Are you still listening? Good. It's the Drew Garabo Live Hidden Track of the Day. Enjoy.
Hollywood Hulk Hogan, what's happening?
What's up, brother?
Man, how you been?
Cool. We on the air?
Cool. We've got Hulk Hogan on the line with us. Of course, Hogan's Beach now open, had a huge New Year's Eve blowout. Man, it's a pleasure to speak with Tampa's own Hulk Hogan. I want to start it off. Why Tampa, Hulk? Why did you settle on this area of all the places in the United States of America that you could have lived?
Brother, I've been here my whole life. I mean, where else is there to go? I mean, during the 30-year wrestling career, you know, I took off and lived in New York and Connecticut for a while, lived in Atlanta, did the crazy move with the ex-wife to go down to Miami for about a year. What a disaster that was. And then, you know, during the whole wrestling career, I spent a bunch of time in Japan, sometimes maybe 20 weeks a year in Japan. But at the end of the day, this is home, went to school here, grew up here. And I always dreamed of someday, you know, moving over to the beach, but I never dreamed I was going to own the beach. That's the deal, brother. This is home base, man. This is where the roots are.
Hey, Hulk, do you ever go out and are you just in one of those moods where you hope people don't talk to you? Or whenever you go out, you're prepared that people are going to come up and talk to Hulk Hogan?
Well, it's kind of a weird deal. You know, first off, when things start cracking, you know, you kind of like years ago go, oh, my gosh, why do they – you know, want my autograph. And then, you know, about halfway through the whole career, you go, you know, this is pretty intense the way it's going down. And then you get to the point of my career, after 30 years, you go, thank God it's still happening. You know?
Sure.
Because fans have been so loyal. They've been there through the good times, the bad times. And at the end of the day, you know, when I do mount up and go out, it's chaos. I mean, it's really cool because even though you can't even get a bite of food in your mouth, you can't even get a drink in your mouth, people are always there wanting autographs and pictures. It's amazing that, you know, this is still happening after all this time, and I'm so grateful that the people are still really cool and excited to see me. And, you know, at the end of the day, most people are really nice. Even if you have somebody that's out of their mind, totally nuts, they're usually just excited. But, you know, whenever I go out, brother, you got to be ready for the mania to go crazy.
Hey, Hulk, do you ever have any problem signing autographs while you're eating? Because I know for a lot of celebrities, that time is off limits.
You know, I tried to say no, but it really doesn't work. You know, people don't understand because they may be leaving the restaurant or they may have to go catch a plane. And, you know, it's kind of hard just to say no. You know, I pretty much realize the moment I walk out of this front door, and I put the bandana on the bald head. You know, and when I walk out the front, brother, people don't go, "Hey, Terry, how you doing?" You know, they go, "Hey, Hogan, how you doing?" So I give them the, "What's up, brother? How's it going?" You know, so pretty much when I leave the house, it's on. You know, and I'm not saying anything bad about it. I'm just, thank God it's still happening, because it didn't have to go this way.
You know what fascinates me is your longevity. I spent 3 years out of radio when I worked for the Orlando Magic, and I hooked you and Bubba up with some tickets to the Lakers finals. And when and Bubba was like,
"Did you have to sneak Hogan in through the back door?"
We did, and that's what I was going to say. Is like, Bubba was like, "Hey, just be prepared when Terry shows up. It's going to be madness and blah blah blah." And I was thinking to myself, "Yeah, right. I mean, I know the guy's popular, but whatever, dude." As soon as people realized you were there, you started getting mobbed, and we had to sneak you in the side door. And what do you attribute your longevity, man? I mean, you've been huge since I saw you as Thunderlips in Rocky III, for God's sake.
You know what I really think it is? I think it's you know, the celebrities like the Brad Pitts and the George Clooney's and stuff, they're just like so far out there. They have these entourages, and they have this thing that they're trying to separate themselves from the people. I mean, for me, I've always been in wrestling, and we're kind of like the B or the C type celebrities looked at as the media, which I really couldn't care less about that. But the truth is, the people who see me on TV so much, they feel like they can come pat me on the back and go, "Hey, Logan, how's it going?" Or, you know, I grew up watching. I think the thing that's really has to do with the longevity is the fact that I feel, the people feel that I'm tangible.
Love it. We're speaking with Hulk Hogan. Hogan's Beach is now open at the Best Western Bay Harbor Hotel on the Courtney Campbell Parkway.
Hey, Hulkster, one more question about your celebrity. When you go out to a restaurant, do you feel like you have to over tip? Because if you don't, people are going to go, "That Hogan's a real cheap D-bag."
I don't feel that way, but I do over tip, because these people in restaurants, you know, they kind of like bust their rear ends to, you know, to help you and do the right thing. And, you know, times aren't, it's not like 1980 anymore where people are just, you know, throwing money away and just, you know, lighting their cigarettes with $100 bills, if you know what I'm saying. But at the end of the day, you know, I like leaving a good tip, simply because, you know, maybe the guy behind me won't tip, or maybe it's been a slow night. So I just kind of like to take care of the people that are serving me. And at the end of the day, bro, they're handling your food too, so figure that one out.
Hey, and you know, I'd be a negligent radio idiot if I didn't at least touch on, of course, the unfortunate incident that happened in 2012. Are you able to go anywhere near the sushi aisle in Publix without somebody elbowing you in the ribs and be like, "Oh, you don't want to fill up on that stuff, big guy"?
No, lay it out straighter for me, bro. We can talk. Go ahead. The sushi thing is kind of vague. I know where you're going, but you got to lay it out a little bit straighter. Answer.
No, I'm just saying that'll be me.
Lay it out.
I'm just saying that'll be me. Like, if I saw Hulk and I saw the sushi aisle right there, I'd elbow him in the ribs a little bit.
Hulkster's telling you to lay it out, so lay it out for him. I got your backing up now.
I got nothing to lay out. I only had a sushi joke planned. I know everything I need to know. I mean, I hope he wins the lawsuit against Gawker, for God's sake, because I'd love to see him get a nice payday off that one. But that had to be a rough time for you to go through, man. And I'm sure that that when you're out amongst the people, that that is something that still gets brought up. No.
Yeah. But the weird thing is, it's, you know, the women put me over, which is crazy, you know, and the women say, "Oh my gosh, it's so great." You know, there are people that, you know, were fans that some people, and it doesn't happen very often, some people don't understand, and I don't want to go into a long dissertation or try to explain it to the fans, because I'm accountable.
Sure.
And I made a mistake. But the sad thing is, when you really, you know, find out, you know, who people really are, you know, and sometimes you think that they're blood or they're lifelong friends and stuff, and when you find out who they really are, sometimes it's disappointing, it's even shocking. And especially if somebody's really close to you, they take advantage of your ignorance, you know, because there are times when people can be really stupid like me, that, you know, it's just really a shame sometimes when you find out who everybody is.
Well,
but, you know, every once in a while a bit brought up, but usually, you know, it's not too bad.
Yeah, I mean, I found that when we're at the very bottom, that's when we really find out what people's true colors are and what their true motivation is. And it's unfortunate that it takes a situation like that to really shine that through. But, I mean, I guess the bright side of that is, at least you know now, right?
Yeah. I mean, better I know now than another 10 years from now. But, you know, and the sad part is sometimes, you know, because I've been through a lot of craziness, you know, with divorces and lawsuits and, you know, stuff back in the 80s and 90s with the federal government. And when you've got, you know, somebody special, they're saying, hey, I'm your only true friend. I'm the only one that's been with you through thick and thin. And they're really making you think that, hey, man, this is my only true friend. And when you find out different, it's kind of weird. It's pretty tough pill to swallow.
It is, Matt. Well, dude, I really appreciate the honesty and the time, Hulkster. The Hogan's Beach is now
cool, man.
Oh, good, man.
We got to go, Drew.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. Like, we're going to go down to Hogan's Beach. It's at the Best Western Bay Harbor Hotel on the Courtney Campbell Parkway. They got Sister Hazel for Valentine's weekend, volleyball courts, fire pits, beach command has a huge deck. Can't wait to get down there, and I know you're there a lot, so I'm looking forward to seeing you there, Hulkster.
Yeah, we got a mechanical shark instead of a mechanical bull, too, so that's pretty wild.
Man,
you know, don't forget, over on Clearwater Beach, man, I got a bad-to-the-bone Hogan's Beach shop over here on Mandalay Avenue, right down the street from the Hooters. So, you know, we're rocking on both ends of the bay now.
Excellent. You're taking over. I love it, man. Well, continued success to you, man. I hope 2013 is light years ahead of 2012 for you. And again, I appreciate the time very much. Congrats on your years of success, Hulkster.
When everyone's on the same page, getting things done at work is easy. Make a bigger impact at work with Grammarly. Grammarly is your secure AI writing partner that allows your team to make their point and move faster. You can even save time by going from spending hours editing drafts to just seconds. Join the 96% of Grammarly users that say it helps them craft more impactful writing. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Easier said, done.